It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Benedictine Basketball here on Care Radio this afternoon. The Ravens, well, today they're going to be halfway through what has been a grueling road trip through Iowa. The other night, Benedictine, of course, we were up in Graceland. Today, it is Benedictine Cedar Rapids with Mount Mercy. And then Monday, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit just because of the unusual day. Monday, it is a makeup game from the Great Blizzard of 25, but also it is an unusual time and an unusual rotation. The guys are going to play Monday at 4 o'clock, and the ladies, the Benedictine women, will be playing at 6 o'clock. So 4 and 6 on Monday, and we'll be up in Des Moines with the Ravens as they will be at Grandview. Promises to be a couple of great games. But before that, we're going to talk about the games getting set to go underway here today. And the ladies game is going to be first. Benedictine Mount Mercy, well, they've already had one meeting this year. It was on the 14th of December back in the Ralph Nona Gymnasium. And in that one, Mount Mercy, they played hard. They played well. They battled and battled. They were led by Madison Skelton with 18 points. It was 8 of 14 on the afternoon. A double-double for Claudia Van Zandt, 12 points, 11 rebounds. But Benedictine was able to persevere, a 70-66 win. Came right down to the wire. So with that said, Lady Ravens take the win in the first matchup between these two teams. And here this afternoon, they are in the Hennessy Center. And it is right on the campus of Mount Mercy in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Kind of an interesting gymnasium. The stands are all on what I'm going to call the west side of a gym that runs. It's kind of at an angle. It sits here on top of this hill, but it runs basically north and south. All the stands are on the west side. It is a double-tier kind of an arrangement with stands from the floor up and then a balcony and then further seating and bleachers above that. So a lot of seating, but no seating on either end, no seating on what is going to be the far side, which is the side the benches are on, the official score table in the middle, of course, and then you'll have Benedictine on one side, Mount Mercy on the other, and right behind them, big, tall concrete block wall. And by the way, at the baseline, there is not a lot of space there either. I'm going to call it 5-6 feet, maybe, from the out-of-bounds line to the wall. So it's kind of an interesting gymnasium, certainly close quarters. And there's no difficulty in depth perception here because, again, it's not like there's some cavernous regions on either end of the buckets. That said, we're going to take a quick anthem break. We're going to be back. We will bring you the starters. We'll bring you the tip-off. Lady Raven basketball, the first of our Benedictine doubleheader this afternoon, coming up here on CARE.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Only Liquor is a place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are hearing lots of new...
Hey, welcome back once again to the Hennessy Center. Raven basketball at Mount Mercy. Public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd. Nice turnout here today. And let's bring the starters to you. First of all, for Mount Mercy, the Lady Mustangs coming in today under interim head coach Sharice Burrell. Okay, Mount Mercy comes into the game with a really good record. They are a good team at 12-8. They are 10-7 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and they're going to be starting. Let me make a little adjustment here. There we go. Okay, they're going to be starting Maylee Marful. Now, Maylee, she's a 5'10" senior from Honolulu, Hawaii, transferring out of the University of Alaska Anchorage. You're going to have Madison Skelton, a 5'8" senior from Prairie Village, Kansas. She's out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School and began her college career at Emporia State. Moving down the starting list, it'll be Annika Headington, the 5'7" senior from Waukon, Iowa. You got Sam Keel getting a nod. She's a 5'10" junior from Wrightstown, Wisconsin. She transferred in out of Quincy University. And rounding out the starting five, it'll be Ellie Morrill. At 6 foot tall, she's a sophomore from Owosso High School. Here, a hometown girl from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant Andy Connolly. Benedictine, going to go with the same starting lineup that we had in Lamoni. And that is going to be, of course, not five seniors like we've been talking about all season, but four seniors with Kennedy Nicholson, 5'6" out of Eisenhower High School, Goddard. You are going to have Lauren Dubert from Beloit, Kansas, 5'7", 5'11", Josie Weiser, out of Nortonville, Kansas, and Jefferson County North High School. Jennifer Jacobs from Capon, Mount Carmel Catholic High School in Wichita. She is 6'1". And as we have Riley Rodinghouse still on the mend, it'll be Nicole Stork, the 5'11" sophomore from Adel, Iowa. With that said, we're set to go. Hope you enjoyed. The ball goes up. The tip is away. Benedictine is going to control it down, and quickly they'll go to the middle. Jennifer Jacobs will turn, shoot, and there it is. Her signature left-hand shot off the backboard. It is up and good. And the Lady Ravens with their first possession are going to take that early 2-0 lead. Back up court with it. Driving into the lane, Lady Mustang stopping at the free throw line. Now, kick it back out on top. Mustangs will work it, trying to feed underneath. The ball batted away by Josie. Benedictine's going to pick it up. Jacobs will race it into the forecourt. You don't necessarily see that all of the time, but Jennifer Jacobs brings it up, and now Benedictine's going to turn it over. Here comes Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy up the floor. Again, it's going to be Marple, Keel, Skelton, Maul, and Headington. Shot goes up, won't go in. Lauren Dubert coming away with the basketball. Benedictine is going to bring it up the court. Dubert dumps it over to the right side. Stewart into the lane, backs in, twists, turns, lays up, won't go. Rebound, kind of come out on top. Benedictine putting a long shot up, and it's going to be up and good for three. Lady Ravens go up 5-0. We are less than 2 minutes into the ballgame. BC with the hoop, and Lady Ravens shooting well in the early going. Three-point shot there by Josie. 5-0. Here's a shot from underneath. Rims off. No good. Mount Mercy unable to hit any of their first three shots. Benedictine will bring it down. Over to the left side of the lane. Again, Jennifer Jacobs. This time her shot will not drop in. And it's going to be a Mount Mercy rebound. They'll fly up court with a basketball, driving it down the left side. It's going to be batted away and stolen by Lauren Dubert. Here comes Kennedy. Nicholson outlets left side. Josie, the feed underneath, looking for Jacobs. It's going to be batted out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball. We got a Mount Mercy player kind of down on all fours, trying to get to her feet, and she is injured and limping badly, obviously twisting an ankle or something, and she is having a hard time even coming off the floor. So the injury to Ellie Morrow, coming here very early, 7:56 to play in the opening quarter. It will be put in play, and now the Ravens are going to turn it back over on the inbound play. It will be Mount Mercy basketball. 5-0. Benedictine with the early lead. Mount Mercy is going to bring Emily Schumacher into the game. Ball coming out on top. It's going to be Madison Skelton with it. Starts down the left side of the lane. Fading away from the outside. Shot up. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Nicole. Ravens will run up the floor. Dubert takes it to the top of the key. Cuts over to the left side of the free throw line. Brings it off on top. BC looks it underneath. No room out on top. Nicholson. She'll launch the three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And a rebound's going to be hauled back down by Mount Mercy. Mustangs into the forecourt, 7:17 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a 5-0 lead. Neither team red hot. Beautiful entry pass and wide open underneath. The layup is missed by Marple. Benedictine back up court. Josie to Dubert. Over to the right side. Underneath Jennifer. Jacobs outside, this time on the right block, outside the right lane. The drive, the 14-footer. Good. Dubert for two. So Benedictine now up 7-0. And we are going to get a timeout. You betcha. We're going to have a Mount Mercy timeout by Coach Burrell, and we'll take it with 6:56 to go, opening quarter. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 7, Mount Mercy nothing.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hunley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Hey, welcome back to Raven Basketball on CARE Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison, of course. Many thanks to our man, Joseph. He is handling the production, the engineering, the hard work, making it happen from the CARE Radio Sports Studios. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Couch with you here, bringing you the ball game today. I'll be with these Ravens again Monday as they're right back at it at Grandview Monday. That's a matchup between two very, very good teams in the numbers 2 and 3 spots, battling for that number 2 spot in the conference standings behind, right now, Mid-America. Mount Mercy brings the ball in. They'll feed into the lane. A spinning move. No shot. Kicked on top. The three misses. Rebound. Battle for rolling around on the floor and batting it out on top. Nice job by Benedictine. They'll get it into the hands of Nicholson. She'll drive it down the court, dish it over to the right side, and a driving layup is going to be deflected away, but it's going to put Stork at the free throw line, I suspect. Yeah, it was, they will call her in the act of shooting as that foul happened. 6 minutes and 26 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine in front, 7-0. Again, the last time these two teams met, there were a lot more points than that. The long look, the first free throw, right in there. And Nicole Stork has her first point of the game. 4 of the Lady Ravens have already scored now. Nicole's second shot gets them both. Benedictine stretches its lead to 9-0. We're at 6:20 to go and rolling along in the early part of the ballgame. Mount Mercy, right side of the free throw line, trying to back in, not a lot of room, and now we're going to get a whistle away from the basketball, and a 3-second violation. It's going to be back to Benedictine. 6:15 to go. A couple of substitutions coming in for Mount Mercy. You're going to have Isabel Walshager into the game. Also, Claudia Van Zandt will come in to the lineup. Here's a 3. Josie won't go. Rebound pulled down by MMU. Inside 6 to play in the opening quarter. Benedictine up 9-0. Top side with it is going to be Marple. Works away over to the right side. Working in front of Dubert. Kicks it to the baseline right. Turning, leaning, shot up. Is in and a foul. So as Mount Mercy collects their first point of the ball game, it will be a bucket and a plus one. Annika Headington gets the score. The foul for Benedictine is going to belong to Kennedy Nicholson. It will be her first. It'll be Benedictine's first foul of the game. Riley Brueggemann has checked in. Shot up. No good. Rebound Benedictine. Lady Ravens leading it 9-2. Quickly into the forecourt. Driving shot from the left side is up and in. The bucket for Benedictine by Josie Weiser. A layup. And Josie leads the team with 5. 11-2. Lady Ravens. Driving shot in the lane. Lots of contact. The defender goes down. The ball carrier, ball handler goes down. And we're going to have the charge called. An offensive foul by Claudia Van Zandt. So Claudia will pick up her first foul. And with 5:20 to play in the first quarter, Benedictine enjoying a 9-point lead, looking for an early double-digit advantage. Taking it down the left side, spinning into the lane. Little hookaway pass, Brueggemann comes out on top, Nicholson. Back over to the right side, on the floor once, twice. Jacobs bumps it out to the outside. They'll look inside again. Turnaround baseline shot up short. Rebound out of bounds. And it will be off Benedictine, Mount Mercy basketball. On the floor for the Lady Ravens right now, Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Brueggemann. Michaela Bauman, Riley Rottinghouse has come in, and Nicole Stork. So they're going to give Riley Rottinghouse a little PT, see how she's coming along. Around the right side, but then it's going to be Marple. She'll push it off on top. It's Wallersberger. Let me just call her Isabel in this game. That's a lot of name. And now down to the baseline, coming up with a rebound, Van Zandt. Ravens reach in to try to tie it up, and we are going to have a Benedictine foul. Foul is going to be on Riley Rottinghouse. It is going to be her first, and for Benedictine, it'll be team foul two. So team fouls are even at 2 apiece with 4:46 to go and an opening quarter that really isn't moving that quickly that Benedictine has been able to forge an impressive 11-2 early lead. Ball coming in from their baseline will be launched way out on top. And it's going to be Skelton, Madison Skelton with it. Her shot up, no good. No, it is going to roll in. I thought maybe that was going to fall away, but it doesn't. It rolls in, so count the bucket. And Benedictine leading now at 11-4. Topside with it, back to the left, back it in, twisting, turning, scoop shot, no. Rebound out of bounds, Raven basketball. No, they're going to, it will be Mount Mercy basketball. Again, I thought with two players right down to the baseline, right beneath the goal, I felt like a Mount Mercy player, Headington, had reached out and had gotten a handle of the ball, but apparently no. Now it's going to be Brueggemann, Dubert, Bauman, Jacobs, and Morales for Benedictine. So Rottinghouse only in for a very, very short time. We'll have a foul away from the ball by Benedictine. And now the Ravens are going to bring Morales in. Yeah, Morales, Jacobs, Bauman, Dubert, Brueggemann. That's your Benedictine five. Just over 4 minutes left in the opening quarter. Ball deep in the right side. Launches it on top. Driving to the free throw line. Ravens did a great job defensively. Cut it off. Bring it back out on top in front of the Benedictine bench. Left-hand dribble again to the free throw line. Back to the rim. Comes up on top. A near travel and a little bunny hop. A shot goes up. There's going to be the travel. I thought the travel may have occurred at the top, but they let that one slide. But then she got down to the free throw line. A little bunny hop and a shovel to the feet by Walshager. And it'll be Benedictine basketball. Lady Ravens up with it. It's going to be Riley Brueggemann. Dumps it over to the right side. Bauman will take it right wing, and we're going to get another foul. Benedictine committing a foul off the basketball, and we're at 3:48 to play. So a foul by Benedictine, and it is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. JJ's first foul, Benedictine's fourth team foul. 3:48 to play. Opening quarter, 11-4, Lady Ravens. Benedictine got those 11 points fairly quickly. Haven't scored down a couple of minutes. Ball will get into the forecourt. Taken across the timeline is going to be Marfel. She'll work to the left. Holds up with a pivot foot. Backs it off on top. They'll try to cut to the baseline. There it is. Inside shot's going to be blocked. And a foul will put Claudia Van Zandt at the free throw line. Van Zandt is... Well, she's just a presence in the middle. She's got height. She's got reach. And they had her running down the right side of the lane, hit her with a nice pass, and Raymond's committing a foul. Foul is on Carmen Morales, by the way. And it will be Carmen's first. First free throw will not go in. One more shot coming. The look, and it does not go in. Rebound, Benedictine's Jennifer Jacobs. JJ coming out with a basketball, and Benedictine into the forecourt. Here's BC up the floor with it. Brueggemann over to the left side, comes out on top, gets it to Bauman, back to Brueggemann. There's a big collision. We've got another Mount Mercy player on the floor. The drive to the right side, to baseline three, rips the net, it's good. From deep, deep in the right corner, Benedictine stretches their lead now to 14-4. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Three-point shot, Michaela Bauman. Here's a three on the other, and it's good. Marple hits a three. So Bauman hit one, and then mainly Marple comes right back down the floor for Mount Mercy. She's able to drop one in. Benedictine coming up the court with a Jacobs out on top. Let's see if Brueggemann's got one. Nope. Hits the back of the rim. The long rebound is going to be pulled down by MMU. Mount Mercy coming up court with the basketball. It's a 14-7 Benedictine advantage. Down to the last 2.5 to go. Quarter number one. The feet underneath the lane. Twisting, turning, spinning. Getting the shot up and in. Nice job by Claudia Van Zandt. So Van Zandt hits the bucket. And Benedictine back up court. Lady Ravens going from left to right here in the first half. Brueggemann starts to the left, brings that out on top. Jacobs will flash up to the high post. Three-point shot right side, no good. Bauman couldn't go back-to-back, and the shot will be rebounded back down by the Lady Mustangs. Now Mercy patiently into the forecourt, and Marple will bring it up. Here's the thing. Marple has not been off the floor, and there's an NBA three. It's good from way outside on the right side. What a spectacular Mount Mercy shot, and they're right back to within two. Again, Benedictine got those early 11 points, and since then, they have added one three-point shot by Michaela. Here's a 15-foot jumper. Won't go for Brueggemann. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Benedictine will push it back off on top. Minute 20 to go. Now the ball knocked away for Brueggemann. Racing out on top. It'll be saved by Bauman. Shot clock at 8, shot clock at 7. Ravens going to have to come up with something. Here's Dubert with it. Cuts to the right side, backs into the lane, twists, turns, left-hand shot, up, no good. Rebound Mount Mercy. And a foul by Benedictin in a backcourt. So the Lady Ravens pick up the foul. And with a minute 7 to go, it is a 2-point game. Mount Mercy has the basketball, and they have an opportunity to take their first lead of the game. Benedictin going to make 3 substitutions to see if they can't stave that off. Riley Wade's going to come in. Kennedy Nicholson coming in. Josie Weiser coming in. And as Benedictin is over the limit, they're going to get Mount Mercy coming to the free throw line. 1:07 to go. The first free throw makes it a 1-point game. One more shot coming up for Anna Kane. Eddington's a good one. So Ivis, look it over, ties the game. We are even at 14. So that 9-point lead, long gone. Here comes Benedictin. Lady Ravens need to find a little offense. Hook pass, left side, Stork, cross court it goes. Nicholson looking for her first point. She'll slash into the lane, have the ball slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. And there's going to be a foul involved in that. I didn't know if maybe she'd gotten that cleanly, but Sam Keel will pick up that foul. It'll be her first. And for Mount Mercy, that'll be team foul 3. Ravens putting it in. We're inside the last minute. Here's Josie. It's 3. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound underneath. Followed up and missed. Rebound underneath Stork. Brings it out to Kennedy. She'll go 3. Miss. Lady Ravens ice cold. And if ball's going to get away and go out of bounds, it'll come back to Benedictin with 37 seconds to play in quarter number 1. Benedictin hitting 26% of their shots and 22% from outside. BC is going to bring it in, left side of the lane. It's going to be lost, and Wade, she just ran away from the ball and left it behind her. BC, luckily, able to go back and recover it. Shot clock's at 10. It's at 9 with 24 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Back over to the right side with it. It's going to go Dubert. She'll start into the lane, brings it on top. Nicholson for 3. No! Long rebound, tap down, out of bounds, and Mount Mercy basketball. So on the final possession of the opening quarter, Lady Mustangs are going to have a chance to take their first lead of the game. It is a 14-14 ball game. Benedictin at Mount Mercy, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, approaching the end of the opening quarter. Bringing the ball up the floor, MMU, 7 seconds, 6. Around to the left side, holding it up now, 3 seconds. At the free throw line, driving right, turning, leaning, put the shot up, it won't go in at the buzzer, and that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor, 1 quarter in the book, Lady Ravens in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Benedictin and Mount Mercy tied at 14.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock, and that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Set to go to the second quarter, Benedictin and Mount Mercy. This is like it was the first time these two teams played. Very close. Here it's 14-14 at the end of the opening quarter for Mount Mercy. Leading the way, the duo of Claudia Van Zant and Annika Headington. They have 4 points each. It was 3-piece for Maylee Marple and Madison Skelton. And that is the scoring. For Benedictin, Josie Weiser leads all players. She's got 5. It's 3 for Michaela Bauman, 2 apiece for Lauren Dubert, Jennifer Jacobs, and Nicole Stork. So for Benedictin, they've had Morales and Rodenhouse and Wade and Brueggemann, Nicholson, all in the game. None of them putting any points on the board quite yet. they're taking a little extra time as there was a Raven player on that last shot of the quarter who got the worst end of it and was down on the floor for a little bit, and they're down there just kind of toweling the floor up and making sure that it is clean and ready to go for the second quarter. Looking at the numbers right now, Benedictine, 5 of 19, 26%, 2 of 9 from outside, 22%. Mount Mercy's at 5 of 11 and 2 of 4, 45% from the floor, 50% from 3. Rebounding, dead even, 11 apiece for these two teams. So, again, you can see all those numbers. It's close, been close, going to be close, and teams are now, just now, finally coming back out on the floor, getting set to go to the second quarter. Guys game coming up after this one. We're hoping Joseph and I are for a 2 o'clock tip-off, but at the pace we're going in this game, it's not being particularly schedule-friendly. All right. Now the officials coming up to the both coaching staffs. I'm not sure just what they're trying to get ironed out here. Now the officials coming together in the middle, and they're going to have a little conversation, and the teams are still huddled up around their respective coaches. So there's some kind of a technical issue going on here in the gym, and I am not certain quite yet just what it is. And now, the two teams are going to bring players out on the floor. And after an incredibly extended break between the first and second quarters, looks like we may be ready to go again. Benedictine with, looks like the, not the starting five, is going to be Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, then Riley Wade and Carmen Morales. An interesting group to begin the second quarter. Maybe Marple, who's not missed a second of this game so far for Mount Mercy, is going to be out there with Sadie Struken and Isabel Walshager, Claudia Van Zandt, and Annika Headington. Possession arrow, Mount Mercy, and Lady Mustangs are going to bring it in. Just underway in the second quarter. Welcome. College basketball on the Saturday here on Kira Radio. The shot from underneath is going to be up. No good. Rebounding it back down. Benedictine. Lady Ravens will come into the forecourt. Here's Dubert. Thorne to the right-hand dribble. Crosses over to the left. Comes way up high. Wade. Left side, Nicholson. Kennedy puts it back on top. Stork will have it there. Back and away, Nicholson, and the Ravens are being really patient as the shot clock has rolled down out of single digits. Dubert will go left side, kicks it to the baseline where the corner three is up and missing, and a rebound, Headington. Here comes Mount Mercy, continuing to look for their first lead of the game, and the outlet pass down the court very nicely, slapped away by Josie. Going to go out of bounds off Benedictine, but Josie Weiser prevented what was going to be a very easy fast break layup. Still tied at 14. We're a minute into the second quarter. Shot clock at 25, and now rolling again as Mount Mercy brings it in. The ball's going to be knocked away at the baseline. How does Nicholson just reach it in? He's got the quick, good hands. He's got a hand on that ball and slaps it away. It's going to go out of bounds. Back once more, it will come to Mount Mercy. 21 on the shot clock. Early second quarter. 14-14 ball game. Inbound pass brought in front of the Raven bench. Comes on top. Here's a hurried three. Hits the back of the rim and the long rebound by Dubert. Lauren Dubert coming up the floor with the basketball. Benedictine will fast break it down the left side. Back again. Look away pass on top. Saved by Morales. Kicks it over to Kennedy, and Nicholson will feed back to Morales. She'll go into the lane. Starts to turn to her right, reverses, turn to the left. The defender's there. She'll have to bring it back out on top. Josie will now go to the baseline. Off the window, no good, but draws a foul. Josie Weiser coming to the free throw line. We're at 8.5 to go. And Benedictine coming to the free throw line. And it's not going to be Josie. That's going to be Riley Wade up there at the free throw line. Riley taking her time, looking for her first point of the game. Is going to get the first win. It rolls around a little bit, but falls in. So Riley Wade, her first point of the game, and puts Benedictine back up by one. Second free throw is up, puts Benedictine up by two. Matt Riley's going to come out of the game after hitting that second free throw. Jennifer Jacobs comes back in. So it's going to be Jacobs with Morales, Weiser, Dubert, and Nicholson. Benedictine looking to fill that five spot that's right now being vacated by the absence of Riley Rodinghouse. We did see Riley in for just a moment, but did not stay on the floor very long for Coach Folsom. 8:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine by a pair in a low-scoring 16-14 ball game. Heart of America Athletic Conference, a lot of games going on around the conference today. We'll talk about that sketch. Here's a straightaway three. Rims out, and an offensive rebound, though, by the Mustangs. And they'll dribble it off on top and reset. Here's Marfel. Dishes it right side. Back again to the lane. No room. Comes back out of top. Headington goes right. What a job by Morales to stop her. And then Headington had all that inertia built up and couldn't stop. Quickly enough is going to travel with the basketball. Outstanding defense by Carmen Morales. 7:50 to go in the first half. These teams are not exactly setting the world on fire offensively yet today. Benedictine has the ball up top side. Dubert works her way to the right. Keeps the dribble alive. Long cross-court pass. Nicholson from the corner. Doesn't get it. And a rebound back down to Marple. Here comes Mount Mercy. Marple going to be stopped by Dubert. Holds up inside the three-point ring on the left side. Lops it over to the elbow. And now back out on top. It'll go to Skelton. Skelton right side of the free throw line just outside the lane. Comes out on top. Gets it there to Ellie Morrill. Morrill right side to Headington. Headington stops up to the top. Five on the shot clock. Four. A desperation three. It's launched and hit. It's Majley Marfel, her second three of the game. And for the first time, Benedictine trails at 17-16. Three-point Josie gets it. Weiser knocks it down. The Lady Ravens did not trail for long. 19-17, Benedictine. We're at 6 minutes and 40 to go in quarter number two. Nicholson still looking for her first point of the game. Carmen Morales also has not scored yet this afternoon. Way out top side. And what we're seeing Mount Mercy do is just try to stretch the floor. Now here's a pass to a cutter at the baseline. They look for Headington. And looking for her is probably pretty smart business because she's just that good. No question that she's one of the people that they will look to. Last time these two teams met, I'll tell you how close it was. Benedictine hit 41.9% of their shots. Mount Mercy hit 41.4% of their shots. Here's a sweeping left-handed layup. It is up and good. Knocking it down is going to be Van Zant. 19-19. We're tied up with 6 to go. Three-point Raven shot. Josie, no good. Back up with it. Mustangs. Inside 6 to play in the first half. Skelton will feed underneath. The layup is up and good. Headington for 2. Back in front goes Mount Mercy. Now their largest lead of the game. They lead it 21-19. Way out on top is going to be Dubert. She thought about taking a shot from 3 steps above the circle, and then I think wisely decided against it. Benedictine will take it down to Nicholson on the right side. Beats out on top. Dubert for 3. And a rebound. Mount Mercy. So Mount Mercy coming out with the basketball and into the forecourt they'll go. They'll dish it over to the right side with the defender moving. They'll drive down to the baseline. It's going to be a blocking foul. Nicholson. Kennedy Nicholson picks up the personal foul. And the Ravens are going to make another couple of substitutions as Morales will go out. Nicholson will go out. End of the game, we're going to get Riley Rodinghouse back in, and Hattie Gross will check in. You know Hattie Gross, the 5'8" freshman from Frankfort, Kansas. Nearly midpoint of quarter number 2. 5:17 to go, 21-19. Mount Mercy with the 2-point lead and now with the basketball. They'll feed right side, driving into the lane, backing into the lane, turning back to the right. The shot way too strong. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes BC, racing down the court. Dubert fires it to the left side of Josie. She will step inside the ring, kick it off on top. 3-point shot, no. Rebound Mount Mercy. They're going to bring it back the other way. And racing up the court is going to be Marfa. She does not slow down. Dumps it over to Skelton. Skelton to Marfa. Baseline three is good. Marfa with her third three of the game. And now Benedictine finds herself trailing at 24-19. Lady Ravens down five at 4:40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine is just having such a hard time getting anything to go. I think they're getting the shots they want. The movement of the ball, the rotation of the ball, the sets are all seeming to get the shot that they're looking for. Here's a wide open three for Dubert. There it comes. Lauren Dubert from outside. Her fifth. And it's 24-22. Benedictine back within a pair. 4 minutes and 15 to go in the opening half. Lady Mustangs over to the left side. It's going to be Skelton. Dribbles first to the left, then to the right. Comes out on top. Gets inside. Beats Jacobs. Goes in. Goes up. Underhand shot. Good. The driving layup and the underhand shot by Madison Skelton. Benedictine again trails by four. 26-22. And we're down to 3:50 to go. Second quarter's moved along much more briskly, it feels like, than the opening quarter did. Not that these teams are scoring that much more. They are not. Back it in, back it in. Horsing up the shot. Jacobs can't get it to fall, but she's going to get fouled, and she's going to come to the free throw line. 3:37 to play in the first half. Jennifer Jacobs coming to the line for the Lady Ravens. A couple of substitutions coming in and out. Brueggemann is going to come back in for Dubert for Benedictine. She's out there with Hattie Gross. Gross and Brueggemann on top. Weiser, Jacobs, and Rodinghouse are going to be the Ravens three. And officials not moving real quickly here today. First free throw, Jacobs got it. Jennifer Jacobs. One more shot coming. For Jennifer, her third point. Second free throw, not going to go in. Rebound, tip, tip, pulled down by Mount Mercy. 26-23. Lady Mustangs, as we're inside 3 minutes and a half to go. In the opening half. The ball's going to be batted away. Benedictine coming up with a steal. Here comes Riley B. on their way. Up and gun. Brueggemann with the steal. Coast to coast lays it in. 26-25. 3:10 to go. On the Brueggemann steal and bucket. Mount Mercy gets the ball into the forecourt. And when it gets there, Coach Burrell is going to take a timeout. We're going to take a break. 3:12 to go. It's a close one. Mount Mercy 26, Benedictine 25.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball this afternoon on Karen Radio. The Lady Ravens on the road for the second of three road trip games up in Iowa. Cedar Rapids, the site here today, and Mount Mercy leads BC 26-25. Coming out of the Lady Mustangs timeout, they will bring it in, top of the key. Little sidestep, pull up, jump shot. Marfel for two from 16 feet away. It's 28-25. And we're inside 3 minutes now to go in the first half. Benedictine trailing by three. Lady Ravens have Rodinghouse, Jacobs, Weiser, Brueggemann, and Gross. Here's a 17-footer. Up a good Brueggemann for two more. Riley Brueggemann knocks it down. And it's 28-27. Topside with it is going to be Headington. She's been out. She'll be rested a little bit. They gave her a little breather. Here's a left side three-point shot. And it's going to be short. And stepping in front, Ravens are going to come down with a rebound. Long shot by Taylor Rose. You haven't seen Taylor out there yet today. Benedictine back on offense. Brueggemann will feed in the middle. The hook shot rolls around. It rolls off, no good, but an offensive board. Benedictine is going to keep it alive. Cutting into the lane, the one-hand runner, Brueggemann is up, no good. This time the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds, and again, it'll go to Benedictine. Off the fingertips of Ellie Moreau. BC is going to bring Dubert back in for Josie, and we've got 2 minutes to play here in the first half. BC feeds in the shot. It's going to be up and good. Riley Wade hits the bucket. So Wade will pick up her fourth points of the game. And here's Mount Mercy. Ravens in front by one. 29-28. BC will come up with a rebound off the miss shot. Here comes Brueggemann to go all the way to the right side. Looks into the middle. Look away. Pass out on top. She handles the ball so well. As a teammate, I'm thinking you got to be really alert when she's got the ball because you never know where it's coming from. Jump shot, no. Rebounding it down, Mount Mercy. Minute and a half to go in the half. MMU's going to walk this thing up the court now. Slowing it down. They'll kick it. Skelton left side. Puts it out on top. 15-footer. Rattles home. Madison Skelton. 30-29, MMU is back up front. 1 minute to go. Beautiful move inside, and a wide-open layup is missed by Riley Wade. No one around her, and she does not hit it. And then the two-handed layup on the fast break the other way is going to be up and good. The steal. And then Marfel hits the shot. Mandy Marfel, absolutely an all-conference player. 40 seconds to go in the half. Benedictine down to the baseline. The ball's going to be batted away. It'll get away from Wade. She'll turn it over. Here comes Mount Mercy. 29 seconds. The shot clock, game clock, about 3 seconds apart. Marfa will back away. She's about a step into the forecourt. Guarded way out high on top by Hattie. And they're just going to let this time run down. 14 to play, 12 to play, 10 to play in the half. Shot clock at 6. Marfel at the top, feeds left side, the hook shot, deflected, rebound Benedictine, they're going to have to hurry 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, half court shot, it's a buzzer, it's not going to go, halftime in Iowa. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you, the two teams heading off the floor, it's Mount Mercy's Lady Mustangs 32, Benedictine 29.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
When the little kiddos bring one of the dance groups from the town and they're all dolled up in their dance outfits and they're going to entertain the crowd here today, that would partly explain why there's so many people here. Nothing better than little kids entertaining at halftime to bring mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, and all the neighbors out to see a ball game. That is great marketing, okay? Today was also great. This ball game has been a really good one. Benedictine took a big lead early, jumped down in front 9-0. Mount Mercy, though, not to be denied, has battled back. They have retaken the lead and it's been nip and tuck from there on. 32-29 Mount Mercy at halftime. Scoring? Well, how about Maylee Marple? She has been fantastic. Only 5 of 6 shooting the ball. 3 of 3 from 3-point range. Only 7 first half rebounds. Maylee Marple, 13 points at halftime. Claudia Van Zandt has 8, 7 for Madison Skelton. And the only other player to score, Annika Hennington, she's got 4. For Benedictine, Josie Weiser blazes the way with 8 points, followed by Lauren Dubert's 5, Brueggemann and Wade with 4 apiece, Bauman and Jacobs each with 3, Stork has 2. But for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Roddinghouse, Carmen Morales, none of them have scored, and Hattie Gross in for a little bit also. No points in the game so far for Benedictine. Looking at the shooting numbers, well, Mount Mercy's really doing a good job. 13 of 26 shooting the basketball, hitting half of their shots, and 4 of 9, almost half of their threes. For Benedictine, not like that. 10 of 33, that is a nice 30%. 4 of 16, 25% from outside. Rebounds, let's just kind of see how that's shaken out. Very close, Mount Mercy with a slim 2019 lead in rebounds. Each team with one or two steals, a few fouls, but all of those other numbers pretty similar. The difference has just been Mount Mercy shooting the ball better than Benedictine. And again, I mentioned it during the broadcast, it's not for the Lady Ravens as if they're not getting the looks they want. I think the offense is working well. I think they are getting the ball where they want it to go. I think so far today has been one of those games where no matter what you're doing, the ball just does not want to go in. And the solution for that? Generally, is keep doing in the second half what you did in the first, because ultimately you got to expect that those numbers are going to come back around and it's all going to balance out. Certainly, at least that's what I'm sure Coach Folsom and the Benedictine Lady Ravens and their fans here today are hoping for. A reminder, guys game coming up after this one. We anticipate it beginning at about 2 o'clock, but right now it's halftime for BC. We're going to be taking a break, and we'll be back to bring you the second half of the ladies' game live. Halftime score. Benedictine trails Mount Mercy. It's the Lady Mustangs 32, Benedictine 29, as we kick it back to our man Joseph, who's manning the buttons in the Carrillo Sports Studio to bring you this 1st of February halftime.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you today. Taking a look at the Care Country Sports schedule, we've got games starting on Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. as the Ravens will be doing a makeup game against Grandview. The men will take to the court early at 4 p.m. The women will take to the court around 6 p.m. Tuesday brings us to high school basketball with Troy at JCN with the girls' game starting at 6. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 8. Wednesday, we've got Benedictine versus Park, 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's game. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball, as we will have Marjo Mount Academy at Oskaloosa. Tune in for the girls' game at 6 p.m. Boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we've got two games going right now. Mid-American Nazarene is leading Clark 49-33 at the half, and in this game, we've got Mount Mercy at 32 points to Benedictine's 29. In Mizzou men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers are at the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They are leading at halftime 45-31, so the Tigers are doing well. I'll be back in just a moment with a forecast.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look outside right now, we are sitting at 42 degrees with overcast conditions. It feels like right now 34 degrees as winds are out of the south at 16 miles per hour. Relative humidity 82%, the dew point is 37 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometer is reading 30.05 inches of mercury. That means that it's falling. This afternoon, we can expect mostly cloudy conditions with a high near 48, south winds 9 to 18 miles per hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. Tonight, it'll be cloudy, then generally and gradually becoming partially cloudy with a low around 35 and south winds at 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny conditions with a high near 58 and a light southwestern wind. That does sound lovely. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Morton, Atchison,
and maybe $500
on the air at 93.7 FM. Online at MSCNews.net.
High School,
click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
To have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic.
Welcome back. We're at Rand Benedictine Basketball, the Hennessy Center, on the campus of Mount Mercy University, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Halftime of the ladies' game. It has been a good one. It has been close, and the home team is in front of Benedictine, 32-29. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph in the studio. Joseph, appreciate you, man. Thank you for taking care of all of that stuff at halftime. Hope it warms up this afternoon a little bit. I don't know. I don't think that's in the cards. Lady Ravens are hoping that a comeback in the second half is in the cards for them, as we're just a few moments away from the onset of the second half. Benedictine just didn't shoot the ball real well in the first half. We'll see if they're going to be able to shake that off as the game wears on. I mentioned earlier that there's a full slate around the Heart of America Athletic Conference again today. This is the norm on a Saturday, certainly by the time you get to February, this point of the season. And, by the way, I don't even know how to say this. We're down to, what, like 7 games left? I think Mount Mercy's got 6 games left after this one today. The basketball season is racing. That said, around the conference today, there are 2 noon games. This one, where at halftime, Mount Mercy leads Benedictine 32-29. And then down in Olathe, Clark is visiting, and they're just underway in the second half down there. Mid-America having no trouble, leading at 52-39. Around the conference in with 2 o'clock ladies' games, we're going to have William Penn at Peru State. Baker will be in Des Moines at Grandview. It'll be Park at Culver Stockton, and Central Methodist is at home today with Graceland. Teams are headed over to their respective benches, and can I take kind of the sad thing? It was actually kind of stunning a little bit. Is I mentioned there we had the little dance groups come out, and there were various age groups, you know, from little bitty ones to a little bit bigger ones and all of that. There were a lot of them. When the final performance was over and the students took their final bows and exited the floors, so did like 86.5% of the crowd today. So a gymnasium that's like really full is less full as we go to the second half of the ladies' game. Welcome back to KAIR Radio this afternoon, everybody. KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, if you're wanting to know. And the Lady Ravens in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim, Mount Mercy. The home whites with blue. BC's going to have it in play. We're underway in the second half. Lady Ravens with a basketball going from right to left across your dial. And for Benedictine, it's going to be the original starting five today. Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert. Josie Weiser, who feeds underneath to Nicole Stork, who scores. And it'll be also with Jennifer Jacobs. So Nicole Stork picking up her fourth point of the ball game, and the Ravens are back to within one. It is 32-31. We are moments into the second half. A feed into the lane and little contact and a Benedictine foul. So that did not take long. The foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. And Jennifer will have, what is that going to be, her second foul of the game? No, yeah, her second foul to go with her 3 points. And now an offensive foul on the inbound play. An official over on the far side emphatically makes that offensive foul indication. It's going to be on Claudia Van Zandt. So Claudia picking up the personal foul. It'll be her second. Benedictine back up court. The feet underneath. Stork spins, shoots, misses the right-hand layup. Rebounding it back down is going to be Mount Mercy. See, shots like that are just tough ones. There's a little follow-away shot missing, and rebounding it down is going to be Nicholson. To beat the really good teams, and Mount Mercy is one of the better ones, no question about it. You just cannot let shots like that get away. And now here's Jacobs spinning in the lane, going for what you expect her to hit, and it gets off her hand and rolls out and gets away. Really never a shot taken. Mount Mercy's got to come up with a basketball, and they'll feed in the middle. It's up and no good. Offensive board underneath, followed up, and a Raven foul. And these are the things that get you in trouble. Not hitting the easy shots, the very high percentage shots that you hope to hit, and they're turning around and going down the floor and committing a foul. So you don't score. You draw a foul. You have another player saddled with another foul, and you're going to let a good player like Annika Hennington come to the free throw line for a couple of shots. First one is good. Hennington with 5 points now this afternoon. Back to the two-point lead goes Mount Mercy. Annika Hennington with one more shot. She is so good, and she'll put that one right in there. Hennington with a half a dozen. It's 34-31. Mount Mercy, we've got 8.5 to go in quarter number three. Benedictine will finally get into the forecourt. Actually, it was Jennifer Jacobs who brought it across the timeline. Back it'll go to Lauren Dubert. Dubert, long cross court to the other wing to Josie. Now to the left corner. Benedictine widening it out. Josie thinking about three. Now we'll go left side. Baseline three, way too strong. And a rebound coming up off the floor. Up with it will come Mount Mercy. They're going to fast break it into the forecourt, drive across the lane, pulling up at the free throw line, finding no shot there, rotates it back out on top. It'll be Marfa with it, dumps it over to the left side, now deep into the corner in front of the Mount Mercy bench, dropping a shoulder from the left side of the baseline. The shot is up, no good, and it'll be a shot missed by Van Zandt. Benedictine coming down with it, driving, dishing left, baseline, out on top, and feed back inside. Ravens passing up some shots. Here's a spinning shot by Jacobs, way wide left, and a rebound again to Mount Mercy. For Benedictine, missing those shots that they normally hit like that is a little concerning. When you play a good team like this on the road, and now on the drive into the middle by Maile Marfel, we will have a Benedictine foul. 7.5 to go. Lauren Dubert picks up that foul. So for Lauren, it is foul number 2. The ball is going to come in at the baseline for the Lady Mustangs, who lead 34-31. Looking in, and the ball will go to the left side, and the shot goes up. We're going to have a foul by Jacobs. Jennifer Jacobs had found herself behind the player, behind the ball, behind the play, and tried to come in and compensate, and in the process, she will pick up the personal foul. And Jacobs, with that foul, back out of the game. Riley Rottinghouse going to be sent out there again. We'll see how she's faring. And the first free throw here is up and good. Sam Keel will hit the first one. That's her first point today. She started still. Now with her second point of the afternoon, and that stretches the lead to 5 for Mount Mercy. It is 36-31. 7:20 to play in the third quarter. Benedictin will skip it down to the right side, back up on top, rotating it between the circles to Dubert. Here's Josie. It's a lob inside, the kick to the right. Nicholson does not put up the shot. Here's Josie again, left side. Benedictin with only 2 points so far in the second half, and that was on the early possession and the bucket by Nicole Stork. Now the ball is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. BC, now this is a smart play right here. Benedictin getting ready to put the ball in play, and Coach Folsom looks out there and says, you know what? Let's talk about this. So we're going to get a Benedictin timeout before the Lady Ravens put that ball in play down to the baseline. Timeout BC coming at 7:04 to go in the third quarter. Ravens in Iowa, where it is Mount Mercy 36, Benedictin 31.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hey, welcome back. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play coming out of the timeout they just called. They got four on the shot clock, so they're going to have no time to tarry. Driving in, Nicholson puts up a runner. It misses, and it did not get off in time. The shot clock had gone off before she got that thing out of her hand. So, BC, most disappointing, coming out of a timeout that they took to get that play in and then still unable to execute that. 6:55 to go in the third quarter. Mount Mercy with a basketball, leading it by five. Lady Ravens need this win today to keep pace. Here's a shot from the left side of the lane. It's no good. Rebound on the floor and a battle for it. And Mount Mercy's going to save it back. They just took it away. Baseline three. Good from deep in the right side. That was a nice long three-point shot. Sam Keel. And she, who did not score in the first half, has five already here in quarter number three. Benedictin down the court, and they're in little trouble now, trying to get by 8:39-31. Right block, shot goes up and good. And Nicole Stork, the only Lady Raven who's been able to score in the second half. 39-33. Benedictin a moment ago down eight. Now they cut the gap a little bit and come up with the basketball off the other end. It'll be Josie bringing it up the floor. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Ridinghouse, Stork still on the floor. Feet goes underneath, Stork in, up, hits the bottom of the rim. She was way too far beneath the goal. Here comes Mount Mercy. Down the floor, it's Marple. Kicks it right. The three, up and short. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. It was perfectly on line, but came up a little short. Ravens are going to transition. Here's Nicholson. She still has not scored today. Josie has it on the left side. She's Benedictin's leading scorer. Running shot left side, Dubert too short. Rebound, back down to Mount Mercy. Mustangs with a 39-33 lead. And the ball's going to be batted away. Josie's going to pick it up. Shot outlet, link to the court, down the left side. Running shot, good on the transition. The bucket by Dubert. Lauren has seven. Benedictin is back to within four, 39-35. We are halfway through the third quarter. And now we have a player on the floor. We've got Coach Connolly racing out to pick up something off the floor. I'm not sure what's going on, and we're going to stop play. Joseph, we're going to take a break. We're going to have to figure out what's happened. Time out of the court. We got 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. This ladies' game, it's Mount Mercy 39, Benedictin 35.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Hey, welcome back to Lady Raider basketball. They seem to have everything cleared up on the floor and quickly put the ball in play. Skelton hits a running shot. Now Benedicta goes to the other end, and there's Nicholson on the bucket of layup, her first points of the day. Maybe that's going to open the floodgates a little bit for Kennedy. Trading shots, it's a 41-37 ball game. Benedictine still down four. MMU on the left side, goes cross court, dishes to the top, a wide open three, in, out, no good, rebound Ravens. Brueggemann in the game, comes up with a rebound, brings it coast to coast, will dump it into the lane, come back on top, over to the right side, Nicholson passes up on the three, kicks it to the top, Ravens around the left side, bodies all over the floor, the shot goes up, but doesn't count. And there's going to be a foul, and they will wave off that bucket. It's still 41-37. That was a wild, wild sequence. Benedictine is going to take Rodinghouse and Nicholson out of the game. Carmen Morales is going to come back in. So the Raven five, Brueggemann, Dubert, Bauman, Wade, and Morales. 3:50 to go. Mount Mercy with the basketball up by four. They've led by as many as, eight here a short time ago. They'll go to the left side, feed down the baseline. It's batted away. Josie coming up with a steal. Hey, that's not Josie out there. I thought Josie was out on the floor, but that's going to be Wade coming up with a steal. Out on top is Riley. Back to Dubert. She'll go for three. Again, very short. The Ravens shots are coming up short. Now Morales from under the goal goes up, gets pushed from behind, and Carmen will come to the free throw line. Morales stepping to the line. Foul is going to be on Isabel Walshagler. So Isabel will have the personal foul. It'll be her first foul. She's no points yet of the game. Coming to the line, Benedictine and Carmen Morales. Carmen looks for her first point, and she's going to get it. Morales will hit free throw number one. Looking over the second one, Ravens now within three. The second free throw, not going to happen. Ravens are going to rebound, put it straight back up and in. The follow shot, good by Wade. So it is now a 41-40 ball game. Benedictine has battled back to cut it to one. Underneath the goal, the 17-footer, air back, kick out, no. Rebound, offensive board. Mount Mercy going to continue to maintain control of the basketball. They'll pull up for the three-point shot. Again, it's not going to fall. And again, Benedictine boards it down. Here comes Riley Brueggemann up the floor, looks over to the right side, launches it over there to Dubert. Few feet underneath to Morales. Goes up, can't get it. Battle for the rebound. Morales has it. Gets fouled on the floor. BC will have it in play down to the baseline. 2:38 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has battled back in this. This foul underneath is going to be on Maylee Marfel. So for Maylee, it'll be one foul to go with the 13 points. She has not scored yet in the second half. Brueggemann will bring it in. Goes back to Brueggemann in front of the Raven bench. Drives into the lane, reverses, counterclockwise spin, shot up good. Riley Brueggemann, half a dozen points. And Benedictine is back in front. It's 42-41. The Ravens right now on a 5-0 run. Here's a 17-footer, knocking it down. And Mount Mercy gets back ahead on a turnaround jump shot. It's going to be up and good. 42-41. Ravens will feed underneath, the layup, good, and BC back in front. 44-43. 1:50 to go, third quarter. Right now these two teams, for all the trouble they've had scoring points, now suddenly they've been able to find the range and a ball on the floor. Two players get tied up. And before Benedictine is able to wrench it free and start to break down the floor, the official with a whistle says it is going to be a jump ball, and that will provide possession to Mount Mercy. Lady Ravens have committed five fouls, so that's going to put MMU in the bonus. Mustangs have committed three so far in the third quarter. It's Mount Mercy basketball. Marple has it, goes right side, falls away, right side of the line. Another one! What a player, Miley Marple. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Mount Mercy back in front at 45-44. And again, these two teams just trade in the lead. Thompson with it. Benedictine. It's going to be Wade. Back over to the left. The pass in the middle. Batted free. Loose on the floor. Take it away, Van Zandt. She'll deflect the ball, and up court with it will come Mount Mercy. They've got the ball, leading it by one. A minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Women's college basketball here this afternoon on Cam Radio with a guys game still coming up at 2 o'clock. From the baseline right, uncontested three, way too strong. And a rebound, Morales goes to the hardwood after the ball and is able to tip it out on top. Brueggemann outlets for Wade, who slowed down and the pass gets away from her. And it will be a BC turnover as they tried the fast break, could not complete the outlet pass. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. 45-44, Mount Mercy by one. Lady Mustangs will bring it in and walk it up the floor, putting it in the hands of Maylee Marple as it comes into the forecourt, now out on top to Headington. She's been quiet for a while and will spin and shoot in the lane. It won't go down, and Benedictine will come up with a rebound. Josie back into the game, comes up with the board, and here comes the Lady Ravens. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Shot clock's at 20. Brueggemann has it on the right side. Goes all the way to the free throw line. Goes from 15. Rattles one home. Riley Brueggemann. It's 46-45. And again, the teams exchange the lead. Benedictine's in front. And now Mercy will get the final shot of the third quarter. 9 seconds. 8 seconds left in the third. Around to the right side with it is going to be Marple. Puts on a little ball handling exhibition. Goes into the lane. Falling away from 13. And hits it! That is the end of the third quarter, and another bucket by Marple gives Mount Mercy the lead after three. We're going to the fourth quarter. There's a Lady Ravens in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They trail Mount Mercy 47-46.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Just like a carbon copy, the last time these two teams met, it was a close game coming right down to the wire. Benedictine winning it in Atchison back in December by four. Well, right now, it is a one-point Mount Mercy lead going to the fourth quarter, leading the way for the Lady Mustangs. You know it's Maylee Marple, right? 17 points. Claudia Van Zandt with 10 and 9 for Madison Skelton. How about for Benedictine? The lead is shared now by three players. There's Riley Brueggemann, Josie Weiser, and Riley Wade, each with 8 points. 7 for Dubert, 6 for Stork, 3 apiece, Bauman and Jacobs, 2 for Nicholson, 1 for Morales. It will be Lady Raven basketball. It'll be put in play from the near side to begin the fourth quarter. Again, I'll remind you, the guys game coming up should be around 2 o'clock. We'll play that by ear depending on the duration of this one and how it goes. Josie has the ball in bounds. Benedictine on offense. We're underway in the fourth quarter. BC is going to begin the fourth quarter with Brueggemann, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, Morales. The feed goes underneath. Jacobs layup. Good, Jennifer Jacobs. And for Jennifer, points have been hard to come by. 2 in the opening quarter, a free throw in the second, nothing in the third. So 5 points now for Jennifer Jacobs. 9:20 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine back in front, 48-47. Left side with it, nothing to him. Back out on top, it'll go to Headington. Now to the free throw line. We've got Skelton with it. She'll dish it left. The shot clock at 5. The jump shot, no. A foul off the ball under the rim. And Riley Brueggemann will pick up this foul. So Riley Brueggemann, foul number one to go with those 8 points. And it is going to be Annika Headington at the free throw line. Headington puts it up, puts it in. Annika is doing a little math here. 2, 4, 5 in a row and 5 of 6. Missed her first free throw of the game. It has hit everyone since. One more shot coming up. The game is tied at 48. Headington's second free throw. Got them both. It is 49-48. Mount Mercy. 9 minutes to play. BC will go into the forecourt, down the right side to Dubert. She's working in front of the Benedictine bench. Thought about the long three, doesn't, comes topside. Brueggemann at the free throw line to Jacobs. Left side, Josie, that's her shot, but it's going to come up a little short. Rams are going to rebound it down. Nice board by Morales. Josie, Brueggemann, traveled. Thought she had gotten that ball down plenty early enough, but apparently not. And Benedictine with a turnover. 8:40 to go in the game. It continues to be a one-point contest. 49-48, Mount Mercy. Benedictine has warmed up a little bit. 19 of 52 shooting the ball, 36%, but Mount Mercy still 19 of 43, hitting 44% of their shots. Ravens getting off a lot of shots, just not hitting more. Left block, backing in, layup, count it. Mount Mercy. They'll go back in front now by 3, 51-48 at 8:20 to go. Ravens in the lane. Morales tries to get a shot away. No, gets your own rebound, puts a shot up. No rebound. Mount Mercy. Ravens are going to foul into the backcourt. That's on Josie. Kennedy Nicholson in the game for Benedictine. And wait a minute, we're going to get a substitution. Going to get Stork back in for Jacobs. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, Stork. There's the Lady Ravens lineup with 8 minutes to go in the ballgame. Mount Mercy brings it up the floor. Heart of America Athletic Conference. Women's College Basketball this afternoon on Kent Radio. From the left side of the lane, the ball is going to be put up. No, it's going to be brought back down, dished to the top, and it rolls around. It goes in and good. And it's 7:47 to go. The Claudia Van Zandt jump shot pushes Mount Mercy to a 5-point lead. It's 53-48. BC works around the perimeter. Josie in front of the Raven bench. Now you've got Nicholson up between the circles. She'll work over toward the 28-foot line. Back out on top, it'll go to Lauren Dubert, the pride of Beloit. Left side, it goes Josie. Back into the baseline left. They'll feed over to the block. No rim inside. The defense has been splendid, and we're going to have the Ravens turning it over. Benedictine with a 3-second violation. And back up court with it will come Mount Mercy. Ravens might be due for a timeout with 7:17 to go in the game, trailing by 5. The lob to the midcourt line and into the forecourt down the left side. It's going to be Marfel. Manning kicks it to the right side. Headington. That, too, is a 1-2 combo for this team. Marfel with it again. A little screen clears Josie out for a minute. Here's a 15-footer right side off the back. Offensive rebound underneath. Headington follows it up. Missed it. Rebound Benedictine. Nicholson coming out of the woodwork coming up with that one. She just appeared out of the middle of all of those people with the ball. Now they'll feed in the middle of Jennifer Jacobs. And as she goes up for a shot, gets fouled. Jennifer Jacobs coming to the free throw line at 6:43 to go on a foul by Claudia Van Zandt. Well, Benedictine, they're going to say no free throw. They're going to see we'll be putting in play at the baseline. Everybody was lining up. I thought they were shooting it. Lady Ravens thought they were shooting it, but they're not. BC will bring it in play. Working around the outside. 6:40 to go. Dubert goes right, puts up a shot. It's going to be knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. That kind of underhand swooping shot with the right hand from the right side, but the defender was right there. Did a good job of not making contact with the hand or arm, but just slapping the ball free and out of bounds. So Benedictine will have it in play with shot clock at 12. Josie in front of the Raven bench again will take the inbound. Beach to the right side of the lane, and Jacobs is going to be fouled. A little bump from behind. And this foul is going to be on Ellie Morrow. Now, we haven't seen much out of Ellie today. Let's see. Trying to find her details here. Ellie Morrow, a 6-foot sophomore from Cedar Rapids. So she's a hometown kid here out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. 6:20 to go. The Ravens put the shot up. Won't get it to fall. Rebound. Here comes Mount Mercy. 6:14 to go. MMU with a basketball leading it by 5. Driving all the way to the right side of the lane. The running shot is up. No good. Rebound tipped out. Mount Mercy had it. Lost it. It's going to roll out of bounds. And they'll say it's off Benedictine. It'll belong to the Lady Mustangs with 6:05 to go in the game and 18 on the shot clock. I'm going to tell you, as you look out on the floor, I feel like Benedictine has used a lot of players. I feel like Mount Mercy has not. And I also believe, since I watched the Mount Mercy players, I'm seeing some fatigue. The question now, can they just power through this last 6:05? Or is Benedictine's bench depth and conditioning going to prevail here today? 53-48 Mount Mercy, the ball in. They've got a lead. They got the ball. Now the ball's going to be batted away, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. And they're going to say that as it's batted away, looks like there's going to be a Raven foul called on Kennedy Nicholson. So Nicholson picks up a foul, and she's going to come out of the game. Riley Brueggemann rotates back in. Benedictine has used a lot of players today. Looks like they've used maybe 11. Mount Mercy has used a fraction of that. Their bench not particularly deep. Looks like they've used maybe 8. Here's MMU with the basketball straight away. Headington, it's a 3, no good. Rebound, it's going to be lost out of play. Who touched it last? It's going to be off Benedictine. So the ball's going to go out of bounds. It will belong to Mount Mercy. Shot clock goes back to 20 and 5:51 to go. If you notice down the time becoming a real deal, we're down to 5:51, and we talk about this frequently. Every time you look back up at another minute, it feels like has disappeared. It's over the Lady Ravens, down 5. That battle back probably needs to start sooner than later. Top side with it, going to the right. Marple shot up is good. She does not get fouled, but hits the bucket. And Bailey Marple pushes her team up to a 7-point lead. It is 55-48. Brueggemann with the basketball, and she lobs it out on top. Dubert didn't see it coming, just saves it from going out of bounds. The Ravens avoid a calamitous turnover. Now Brueggemann goes baseline, puts up a runner that does not go in, but rebound is going to go out of bounds back to Benedictine. 20 once again on the shot clock, but now down to 5:17 to go in the game. Still a 7-point Mustang lead, 55-48. BC putting it in play from the right side of the lane in their into the floor. Here's Josie for a long three. Buries it, Josie Weiser, from way outside. A lift that Benedictine needed. Josie has 11, and it's 55-51. The three-point shot has revolutionized the game. 5 minutes to play. Mount Mercy topside, and here's Ellie Morrow. Kicks it out on top. The three, air ball. That thing is about 2 feet wide to the right side. Goes out of bounds on the fly, and Benedictine will have it in play. It'll be in from deep in the backcourt. Before it comes in, we'll have a Mount Mercy substitution. Sam Keel is going to come in for Madison Skelton. 4:50 to play. 55-51. Mount Mercy in front. They're going to press a little bit on this Benedictine up court. Dubert gets double teamed out on top, but is able to get it away to Brueggemann, who's going to elude the defense, kick it over to Josie. BC will come back out on top. Riley Wade has come into the game. Wade will go left side, Josie. Back to Dubert. Here's Josie alone, a 3. That one hits the back of the rim and will go over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Now we're down to 4:23 in the game. And Benedictine, I was just going to mention, they've got a lot of timeouts left, and Coach Folsom is going to burn one of them right here. We're taking a break with only 4:23 to go in the ladies' game, and the guys' game still coming up. It's Mount Mercy, 55, Benedictine, 51.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Coming out of the timeout, Mount Mercy is going to bring Taylor Rose into the game. Taylor is out of Owosso, Oklahoma, Owosso High School product. She is a 5'11" sophomore. Up court with the basketball, Mount Mercy. 4:10 to go. MMU swings it around to the right side. On the edge with it is going to be Sadie Strukin, who's in the game. The dish at left corner, back on top. Shot clock's at 8. We're inside 4 minutes to go. Mount Mercy taking all the time they can now. A desperation shot is a buzzer about ready to go off. It's going to be off the mark and out of bounds, and it will be Mount Mercy basketball. They'll reset the shot clock to 20, and we're 3:52 to go in the game. Now into the lineup. We're going to get another substitution by Mount Mercy. Let me pick that up here in just a minute, but right now, we're going to have the Lady Mustangs inbounding this thing. Looking in, and they don't get it in. Benedictine's going to get it back. What a great job by the Lady Ravens to defend that inbound play. And here comes BC. They'll work it into the forecourt, taking it across the timeline straight down the middle. Top side is going to be Brueggemann. She'll ease to the right, plays off the screen, goes to the left, dumps it over to Josie, now into the corner. Back out on top, Josie thought about the three, doesn't, goes to Dubert, she does, hits the three, Lauren Dubert. Lauren from outside gets her 10th point of the ball game, and it's 55-54, 3:28 to go. Benedictine trying to get by one. Mount Mercy over to the left side. They're not going to take that three-point shot. They want a better shot, an easier shot or a higher percentage shot. And now in the lane, there's a collision. Ravens roll to the floor. We've got two players down. And the rebound is going to be cleared off the missed shot by Benedictine. And we got a BC player way slow to get up. Three of her teammates are over trying to help her climb to her feet. And for Benedictine, Nicole Stork just kind of staggers her way over toward the Lady Raven bench. Kind of hunkered over a little bit. She went very hard to the floor. So Stork will come out. And Benedictine is going to bring Kennedy Nicholson back in. Lady Ravens, 3:08 to go on defense, trailing by one. 3 minutes to play. Shot clock at 11. Nice backdoor pass, and the ball is knocked away and stolen. Here comes Josie. Finds her into the forecourt, top side, Brueggemann. She'll go to the left side of the lane, get pushed from behind, and turn the ball over. No foul called, and the Ravens are going to turn it back. Mount Mercy up the floor. 2:45 to play. And we're going to get a Mount Mercy timeout taken by interim head coach. And tell you what, Coach Burrell has done, Sharice Burrell has done a great job. Taking a break. 2:44 to go. Mount Mercy 55, Benedictine 54.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
We're down to the last 2 minutes and 44 seconds of the ladies' game, but the guys' game still coming up on Care Radio. Thought it was going to start about 2 o'clock. Yeah, maybe not, but it's going to be pretty close. Stick around. Second half of our college hoops doubleheader. Not too far away, but before that, we've got a fantastic finish in store for you. Last time these two teams met, Benedictine won in Atchison by 4, 70-66. And now, it's a one-point game with 2:44 to go, very similar in how these games are both come to the wire. Mount Mercy in the home whites, Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms, and out there, it'll be Marfo, Keel, Skelton, Van Zant, and Headington. For Benedictine, it is going to be Nicholson, Brueggemann, Weiser, Wade, and Stork. Putting it in play on the near side, Madison, Skelton, and we are back underway. Headington will take it out on top. They're going to run a motion offense. Driving around to the right side, it's going to be Marfo. Little bump now into the corner. Driving across underneath the bucket. Can't get a shot away. Lobs it off on top. Shot clock at 9. Driving in. Left side. 12-footer. No good. Rebound, Josie. Weiser coming out with a basketball. Here comes Benedictine on offense. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the ball game. Ravens down 1 and have the ball. Up the floor. Cross midcourt. Brueggemann. She'll accelerate a little bit. The defender gets in front of her. She's going to slow it down, but keeps the dribble alive way out in front of the Benedictine bench. Now we'll rotate out on top. Headington picks her up. Now she's covered up in the double team. Top side with it. Ravens are going to drive left. Go in. Go up. Shot up. No good, but a foul called. BC coming to the free throw line. It'll be Riley Wade. Wade has gotten 8 points today and is going to come to the line for a couple of shots. It is 55-54. Riley Wade, 2 free throws, fouled by Claudia Van Zant. First one, no good. Wade will have one more shot. She can tie this game. Now we're going to get another substitution. Morrow will come in for Mount Mercy, taking out Headington. Second free throw, got it. So we're tied. Wade hits 1 of 2, and it is 55-55. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to go in the game. This is going to be a huge boost for the winning team. This is going to be heartbreaking loss for the team that comes up short here this afternoon. Mount Mercy with the basketball in the forecourt with 1:50 and rolling. Shot clock's already down to 15. They'll feed right side of the lane, try to go give and go. Raymond defense is too good for that. 9 seconds, shot from 3 from the outside, no. Caught on the fly, driving around to the left side, and okay, we've got to stop the game because that ball went up, and I think I described it as being off the mark and did not draw iron, so they had accidentally, from the scorer's table, reset the shot clock, and now the official stops the game. They're going to put it at 7 seconds. Mount Mercy is going to be putting the ball in play from, are they going to go outside? No, they're going to bring it down to the baseline, right side of the lane, at the baseline, 7 on the shot clock, and 1:37 to go in the game. Left side jump shot on the inbound. It's up and good on the inbound play. Beautiful inbound play. The bucket by Madison Skelton. It's 57-55. Ravens into the forecourt. Here's Josie. Back on top, Kennedy. Brueggemann will work to the left side with 1:15 to play in the game. Ravens have the basketball down 2. Weiser feeds to the free throw line. Turnaround shot. Riley Wade hits it for 2. That was a big shot by Wade. And we're tied at 57. 1 minute to play. First team to miss may be the team to not win today. Mount Mercy at the corner of the free throw line, pivoting with the left foot, drive it in, spinning, twisting, traveling, and there's the call. Outstanding call by the official as driving in, backing in, trying to get a shot away, but unable to do it. Ellie Morrow turns it over with a traveling Benedictine. With 45 seconds left, it's going to take a timeout. They'll have the ball in play. Again, taking a break, Joseph, 45 seconds left. Benedictine 57, Mount Mercy 57.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. I see.
What a fantastic finish we've got coming up here with 45 seconds to go in the ballgame. Benedictine and Mount Mercy tied at 57. Ravens, I just saw Jennifer Jacobs run to the scorer's table, so she is going to be checking in. Mount Mercy making a change, taking Ellie Morrill out of the game and putting Claudia Van Zandt back in. I'm trying to decide who JJ is going to come in to replace. They're all still huddled up around head coach Folsom. Mount Mercy's got Marfo, Keel, Skelton, Van Zandt, and Headington. So they've got their starting five. It'll be Jennifer Jacobs doing the inbound for Benedictine. So here we go. Stork is out there. Now they're going to rotate her out, put Josie out of bounds to do the inbound. You got Brueggemann. You don't have Dubert out there. The ball's going to come into Brueggemann. Riley, right side. Kennedy way out on top to Stork between the circles. Back over to Kennedy. Shot clock at 20. Benedictine with the basketball, 35 seconds left. Lobs it back out on top, Brueggemann. Left side, Josie. Shot clock at 14. Feeds underneath to Jacobs. Twist, turn, shoots, and that's a bucket. The basket, good by Jacobs. 59-57, Benedictine. 24 seconds left, shot clock's off, and we're going to get another timeout. They brought Jennifer Jacobs in, one purpose in mind, to hit that patented JJ shot. She knocks it down. We're getting a timeout, Mount Mercy, with 24 seconds left. Ravens, 59. Lady Mustangs, 57.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Well, some of the crowd that dissipated when the kids' dancing was done at halftime is beginning to fill back up again in anticipation, I suspect, of the men's game coming up here with a originally scheduled 2 o'clock tip-off. It's going to be a little bit late, but it's well worth the wait, as this game has been spectacular. Right now, with 24 seconds to go, Benedictine has the lead, 59-57. It is Mount Mercy basketball coming in the forecourt. So let's see what interim head coach Sharice Burrell has scratched out for the Lady Mustangs. Mount Mercy swings it left side, and a collision underneath. That's an offensive foul on the left side. Benedictine is going to have the ball back from the backcourt. The feed was in, just outside the left block. The player backs in, and it was a collision and a foul by Claudia Van Zandt. I think they believe the Ravens flopped on that. I don't know if that's what happened or not, but offensive foul, and Ravens are going to be sent to put the ball in play from the backcourt, and we're going to get another Benedictine timeout. Tell you what, Joseph, I'm not going to belabor you more. While we're hanging out here, we're going to take a moment, and I'll recheck the scores from the other games going on around the conference this afternoon. The final is in Olathe in their noon game with Clark, and it was no problem for the Lady Pioneers. They defeat Clark 90-75. The other game's getting ready to start here in about 15 minutes. It'll be Penn at Peru, Baker at Grandview, Culver hosting Park, and Central Methodist will be entertaining Graceland. So those and the other games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon. But right now, we're down to the final 19 seconds of the game. As the Benedictine Lady Ravens battle from behind, after taking a big lead early, found themselves trailing by 8 in the second half, and have come back now to lead by a pair with 19 seconds to go. So BC, in the timeout, taking probably as much as anything just to get the ball into the forecourt. Now they'll drive baseline. Running shot is up and missed, and a push and a foul. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson coming to the free throw line. Nicholson, 2 free throws, makes it a 2-possession game. Nicholson fouled by Madison Skelton. Dribbles it hard in front of her. Sends it up. There it is. First free throw good. Lady Ravens up 3. 60-57. The Eisenhower High School alum. Back at the line. One more shot. On its way. Got them both. Nicholson hits them both. Picks up her 3rd and 4th points of the game. And Mount Mercy is going to take a timeout. And again, Joseph, we'll hang on to it a little bit and talk about what's going on. And for Mount Mercy, it's kind of a, what am I going to do? Interim head coach, Charisse Burrell, has got to decide that 2 things have got to happen. When I'm down 4 points, I've got to score twice. Okay? That's pretty easy to understand. Which means if you're going to get the ball to score twice, you got to have 2 possessions. Which means you got to get 1 possession, the first possession, done very quickly. 18 seconds left. You're going to have to get this ball up and score in very little time. Now, again, one of the tricks with this game is by these ladies teams taking these timeouts. And by the way, that is the last timeout of the game for Mount Mercy. Benedictine still has 1. You get the ball in the forecourt. That's one of the great advantages of taking the timeout. It advances the ball across midcourt. And that is something that coaches have learned to utilize and implement and integrate into their game plans. It is a huge deal. All right, so here we go. Mount Mercy putting it in play between the scorer's table and their own bench. They'll lob it in out on top. Back over to the right side. A quick shot. That's the one they wanted, but it's off and no good. Rebound tipped out. Ravens are going to control it down. And do they step out of bounds? And do we have a foul? And wait for the official to come up. And it's going to be a foul. And Benedictine going to walk to the other end of the floor and come to the free throw line with 10 seconds left. So the foul on the other end of the game, other end of the floor. And Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. The look, the shot, it's in. 62-57, Benedictine. One more shot coming up for Kennedy. Nicholson's 2nd. She's hit her 1st 3. Make it 4. Nicholson, back to back to back to back free throws. Wow. Pressure shot. 7 seconds, 6. Driving it to the right side. Mount Mercy. Step back. Launching. A 3 in traffic. Knocks it down. 0.4 seconds left. The 3-pointer makes it 63-60. But the Ravens will bring the ball in play. And that's going to do it. The Benedictine Lady Ravens with a huge road victory this afternoon in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Your final score. BC 63. Mount Mercy 60. We'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games, at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of 2 lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic.
Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hey, we're back with you. Raymond basketball, Benedictine guys and Mount Mercy guys are out of the court now, beginning to warm up. Their game's some 23 or 24 minutes out, so we got plenty of time to get prepared and get ourselves all settled back in for that one. But we need to talk about this huge Lady Raven victory first, as Benedictine jumps out to a 9-0 lead right out of the gate. Saw Mount Mercy battle back. The game was tied at the end of the opening quarter. Mount Mercy led by 3 at halftime. Mount Mercy led by 1 at the end of 3 quarters. But Benedictine down the stretch, and I'll tell you, we're going to talk about the scoring in the game and the points that people have gotten, but I think for Benedictine, Kennedy Nicholson, who struggled a little bit from the floor, she was 1 of 6, 0 for 5 from 3-point range. She's a much better shooter than that, but in the last half a minute of the game, went 4 for 4 at the free throw line. And those 4 free throws really salted away the Lady Raven victory. Leading scorers today, Mount Mercy. Not only for the Lady Mustangs, but for all scorers, the leading point getter was Maylee Marfa with 19 today. Annika Headington had 13. Claudia Van Zant with 12. It was 11 for Madison Skelton and Sam Keel with 5. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 9 players into the scoring column. 3 of them with double figures. Josie Weiser and Riley Wade, 11 apiece. Riley Wade, her best game of the year, maybe one of the best games of her Lady Raven career, the fifth-year senior. Lauren Dubert, also in double figures. She had 10. You had Riley Brueggemann with 8 points in a game. Jennifer Jacobs with 7. Half a dozen for both Kennedy Nicholson and Nicole Stork. Michaela Bauman today with 3. And 1 for Carmen Morales. So for the Lady Ravens, cold shooting caused them a little trouble early in the game. And when it was all over, Mount Mercy cooled off a little bit. And Mount Mercy, 23 of 57, hit 40% of their shots. Benedictine, 23 of 60, hit 38% of their shots. Okay, so look at this. Both teams, tell me where this game was won. Both teams hit 23 shots from the floor. Both teams hit 6 three-point shots. Ravens hit 11 free throws. Mount Mercy hit 8 free throws. Lady Ravens unmistakably won this at the free throw line with clutch shooting down the stretch. Rebounding, virtually identical at 38-37. Turnovers, almost identical. Assists, 12 and 10. I mean, these teams were neck and neck through the entire afternoon. Thrilling finish and a big win for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. Mount Mercy is going to go to 12-9 and 10-8 in the conference. For the Lady Ravens, it's now 17-4. And 14-3 in the heart. Well, I'll tell you what. Mentioned a moment ago, the guys, they're out of the court warming up. We'll be back with men's college basketball again, the final score in the ladies' game. It was Benedictine 63, Mount Mercy 60. We're going to kick it back to Joseph at the Camp Radio Sports Studio, but don't go far. Men's college basketball coming up shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.